到哥林多后书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章，我们读14节到16节。
We'll read from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16.
我们或许从12节开始读起好了。
Actually, we'll start from verse 12.
我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。那是因为没有意见兄弟提多，我心里不安，便辞别那里的人，往马其顿去了。Now
when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia.
14节。
Verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。But
thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place.
因为我们在神面前，无论是在得救的人身上或灭亡人身上，都有基督馨香之气。For
we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这事谁能当得起呢？
To the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things?
我们再翻到第六章。Next
we'll turn to chapter 6.
第三节，第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人诽谤。
Giving no cause for offense in anything, so that the ministry will not be discredited.
反倒在各样事上表明自己是神的用人。
But in everything, commending ourselves as servants of God.
好，我们再翻到《约翰福音》第十二章。
And next, we'll turn to the Gospel of, according to John, chapter 12.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
逾越节的前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒勒从死里复活之处。Jesus,
therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席人中间。So
they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏摸耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。Mary
then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
圣经读到这里，我们低头有点祷告。This
concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你召聚众儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。Lord,
we thank you that on this resurrection morning you have gathered your children together to worship you.
每次来到你圣座前，我们真是要把我们感谢赞美来归给你。Every
time we gather before your throne of grace, we want to give you thanks and praise you.
因为你实在成就大事，把我们这些从死亡罪恶当中的人拯救回来。Because
you accomplished such a great work in which you saved us out of death into to be saved.
让我们一生能够活在你面前，用圣洁的公义来侍奉你。
So that all our lives we may live a holy life to serve you.
你也常常用你的话来教导我们，来带领我们。
You also use your words to lead us and to teach us.
那我们能够常常靠主恩典，能够活在你话语心意的当中。
So that by grace we can live according to your word and please you.
能够照着你的心意，在神的家中来服侍你。
And that according to your will we may serve you in your house.
你早晨的那见证，你启示的光再次照亮我们里面的眼睛。
Today, this morning, may you enlighten the eyes of our hearts with your light. So that we may learn how to serve you better in your house, in the church. So we give this time into your hands. May you lead us and may your blood cover our weaknesses. So that every time we gather before the throne of grace, it is by faith and by your precious blood. Because it is all by your grace which you have lavished upon us. Hear our prayer. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
早晨的燕和弟兄姊妹继续来看更多后书。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we want to take a look at the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们愿意从更多后书里面看神的用人这件事情。
And from the book of 2 Corinthians, we want to take a look at the topic of God's servant.
我们上次说到保罗写信给更多有两封书信。
Last time we had shared that Paul had written two letters to the church in Corinth.
在前书里面
In the first book of Corinthians, we saw the spiritual condition of the church at Corinth.
虽然他们恩赐没有一样不及别人,
even though they were not lacking in any spiritual gift,
但很可惜,
but it was a pity because they were living in an Adamic life. They were living in the old life. So that's why Paul said they were men of flesh. So in 1 Corinthians, it records a lot of the manifestations of a life of flesh. They had quarrels, they had factions, they were suing one another, and they were boasting in themselves. And they did not acknowledge Paul's apostolic ministry. This all says and explains that they were living in a fleshly Adamic life. So we can say that they were in Adam. But in 2 Corinthians, we see a man in Christ.
就是保罗这个神的用人神的仆人
who is Paul, God's servant.
从后书里面我们可以看见一个基督里面的人
In 2 Corinthians, we see a man in Christ.
所以有人说哥林多后书呢好像是保罗的自传
So a lot of times people say that 2 Corinthians is Paul's autobiography.
我们说到哥林多后书也是说到一本
And we can also say that 2 Corinthians is a portrait.
从这个画像里面,从这一卷书里面,我们看见一个在基督里面的人,一个属灵人,
a portrait of God's servant, a portrait of a man in Christ,
一个属灵的生命的人,
a man living a spiritual life,
一种属灵的执事,
a man with a spiritual minister.
所以刚刚在第六章里面，保罗告诉我们说，他在凡事上、各样事上要表明自己是一个神的用人。
So that Paul says in all things he wants to show that he is God's servant.
他在各种遭遇环境里面，他所面对事情里面，他显明一个神用人该有的性格和性情。In
all his experiences, in all his encounters, he wants to show the character and personality of God's servant.
我们知道我们常常要认识一个人他是怎样一种人。
When we want to think and understand what kind of person a person is,
我们看这个人他生活在各种环境里面遇到各种事情的时候,
when we see when a person encounters many different experiences,
他是怎样处理那些事情,对那些事情有怎样反应,怎样的态度?
How does he handle these experiences and situations? How does he react to these situations?
从他对各种事情的处理反应里面,我们就可以认识这个人,他是怎样一种性格,他是有怎样性情的一种人。
Through the way a person handles certain situations, we can see what kind of person and character he is. From different circumstances, we can see whether a man is quick-tempered or whether he's steady. We can see whether this man is frivolous or we can see whether this man is prudent. So through the way a person lives his life, we can see what kind of person he is.
所以从哥林多后书里面，我们也可以看见保罗这样一个神用人，他是怎样一种人。
So through 2 Corinthians, we can see what kind of person Paul was as God's servant.
从各种方面来认识保罗这个人。
Through different perspectives, we can see Paul himself.
当我们去读保哥林多后书的时候，我们实际上可以认识保罗这个真正的保罗，他是怎样一种人。
So we can see through this book who the true Paul is, what kind of person he was.
在我们的观念里面，我们觉得这个是一个属灵人，这个保罗。
So we can see what kind of spiritual man this Paul was.
他应该在各方面都显明他是非常刚强、非常勇敢、非常有信心的人。
We can see that Paul was a strong, a brave, courageous, and a man of faith.
但是当我们去读更多后书的时候，保罗常常讲到他说谁软弱不软弱呢？
And in 2 Corinthians, we say, who is weak without me being weak?
我们想一个在基督里面的这样一个属灵的人，他怎么会软弱呢？
We might ask ourselves, a man in Christ, how can he be weak?
但是保罗一再说他别人软弱，他照样是非常软弱。
But Paul says that when others are weak, he himself is weak.
保罗说有谁跌倒不焦虑呢？
Paul says, who stumbles without me stumbling?
焦虑，有人跌倒不焦虑，就是说很忧心。
Who worries without me worrying?
我们想一个属灵人，你遇到事情，你怎么会焦虑，怎么会是忧心呢？
We may ask ourselves, how can a spiritual man worry?
但是我们看更多后书，保罗有许多类似这样的话。
But we see in 2 Corinthians, Paul has many writings like
this. 这是一个真实的保罗。
This is the true Paul.
不管他是刚强，不管他是软弱。
Doesn't matter whether he's strong or weak.
不管他在表现，显出他的忧虑，他的忧操心。
It shows his worry, his concern.
在各种方面，各种情况里面，他都要表明他是一个神的用人。
Then all various circumstances, he shows that he is God's servant.
所以从哥林多后书里面，我们才真正认识保罗这个神的用人，这个在基督里面的人，他是怎样一种人。
So through 2 Corinthians, we can see what kind of person Paul was, what kind of person God's servant was.
为什么圣灵借着哥林多后书要说明神用人这件事情呢？
Why through the Holy Spirit does the Holy Spirit want to show us God's servant?
要借着他一些经历来带出神用人身上的一些特性、一些特点。
That through these experiences to show us these different points.
我们知道圣经里面讲到教会的意义，第一次是出现在哥林多前书。
We know that the meaning of the church is first mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
更多前书第一章那里告诉我们说什么是神的教会。
In 1 Corinthians, it tells us what is the church.
他说神的教会就是在基督耶稣里面蒙召成为圣徒。
It says that the church is those in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
成圣蒙召做圣徒的。
That they are sanctified in Christ.
以及所有在各处求告主耶稣基督的人，
with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus.
这是圣经第一次提到教会的意义，它和它包含的范围。
This is the first time it mentions the meaning of the church.
原来神的教会就是在那些在基督耶稣里蒙召成为圣徒的人。
That they are those in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
并且是在所有各处求告主耶稣基督的人。 这一般人就是神的教会。
And with all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus, this is the church.
然后呢，底下他就开始来描述更多教会许多属灵的情形。
And then later on, he goes on to explain the different conditions of the church in Corinth.
所以更多前书呢，他信息乃是说到教会在地上的显出。
So 1 Corinthians reveals the church on earth.
神用哥林多教会来做一个代表。
Paul uses the church in Corinth as an example.
说到今天神的教会在地上显出来的那个属灵光景是怎样的情形。
That today's churches, what kind of condition it is.
所以哥林多教会可以说是今天地上教会的一个缩影。
So we can say that the church of Corinth is a microcosm of the church today on earth.
所以我们看见今天地上的教会，它所显出来光景是怎样光景。
So we can see that The condition of church. What kind of condition are the churches in today?
当初在哥林多教会发生了许多难处，许多问题。 同样今天在地上的教会，你也可以找到。
All the different problems in the church in Corinth back then, these are problems you can still see in the churches today.
不一定全部都找得到。
Not that you can see every single problem.
但是你可以找到一样，两样。
But you can find one or two things.
你可以发现在更多教会那些发生那些问题，今天在地上普遍也是发生。
A lot of the things that happened in the church in Corinth, mentioned in 1 Corinthians, you can also see and find in today's church. And so the Holy Spirit wants to follow with the second Corinthians. So we see Paul, God's servant, how he serves the church through the Holy Spirit.
他处在这样的好像不正常的属灵环境当中，他怎样表现神用人该有的一种情形出来？
That even in this kind of condition of the church in Corinth, how God used Paul, God's servant, to serve in this church.
这个就是为什么许多读经人说，那个哥林多后书被称为保罗的自传。
And that's why a lot of people say that 2 Corinthians is Paul's autobiography.
因为我们从保罗 这样服侍的背景的里面，这样教会，更多教会当时属灵的情形里面，我们看见神的用人如何在那里怎样来有一个好的服侍。
So we can see that through the condition of the church in Corinth, through Paul's experiences in handling these situations, how God's servant can be used.
这个就是让我们看见今天我们这些也是。
So this helps us to see that even today, we are God's servants. Because God saved us for the purpose of us to serve Him.
那么神就借着保罗在这样的背景里面来显出神用人该有的一个情形，该有的表现。
So through the Holy Spirit, we can see how Paul, God's servant, how this life should be manifested in the church.
让我们知道今天我们同样处在这样的类似的属灵的 环境的里面，我们应该怎样来学习效法保罗？
So we as Christians today can see if we are in these kind of similar situations, how can we learn from Paul?
可以在一个不正常的属灵环境的里面，我们可以有一个属灵正常的表现。
That even when we're in a place where the spiritual condition is very poor, we can still serve like Paul does.
但是我们讲到，在地上里面呢，这个神的用人，他在地上的道路是走一个十字架的一个道路。So
we see that Paul, a God's servant is a man who walks the way of the cross.
因为在地上里面一开头，他就告诉我们，他讲到他许多遭遇的苦楚。Because
we see that all the different afflictions that he had to go through.
他说他多受基督的苦楚。
He suffered many of Christ's
sufferings.
That Paul was saying that he was in Asia, he was burdened excessively beyond strength, and that he despaired even of his life. So we see that a God's servant is a man who walks the way of the cross. Especially when it comes to difficulties.
神让保罗经历那么多许多的苦楚，有一个目的。
Paul had to go through all these sufferings for a purpose.
不仅是造就保罗。
Not only to build up Paul.
他所有的经历都是为了教会的。
But all of these experiences for
the church. 经历这些苦楚以后，他就先从神那里得到安慰，得到鼓励。
So through these afflictions, he first received comfort from God.
然后他回过头来就可以来安慰鼓励那些和他同样遭遇许多苦楚的人。
So then looking back, he can comfort those who are suffering. He can comfort those with the same comfort that he received from God.
这个就让我们看见主耶稣来到地上的时候。
So we can see that when the Lord Jesus came to earth.
为什么主耶稣需要道成肉身来到地上经许多的苦楚？
Why did Jesus become flesh and suffer and go through afflictions on earth? And go through all these experiences on earth? Because Hebrews very clearly tells us Because we do not have, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our
weaknesses.
But one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Not only is he able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but he's also to come to our aid in our times of weakness. So in our weakness, we can experience His grace, we can experience His strength. So the Lord's experience of His service on earth is the experience for His followers to follow after. Through our own personal experience, we can receive the strength and support from
the Lord first.
And then when we serve other brothers and sisters, we know how to comfort other brothers and sisters.
所以我们看见当更多后书第一章一开始就告诉我们保罗他在那讲他许多苦楚的经历。
So in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, it talks about all of Paul's afflictions.
那第二章呢?
And this chapter 2.
让我们看见一个神用人身上他有基督馨香之气的一种特性表现。
That in chapter 2, we see the fragrance of Christ being manifested through God's servant.
刚读到14节那里说,保罗说感谢神常率我们,率领我们在基督里夸胜。
And it said in verse 14 that, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. It's as if we read this passage and then the passage in chapter 1, we can't unite them together. It's like Paul has a praise, he has a thanks.
他说神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜,
that thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ,
并且借着我们能够在各处显扬基督的馨香之气,
and manifests through us the sweet aroma of Him, of the knowledge of Him in every place.
因为前面讲到他, 他说他为了基督的福音, 他来到特罗亚, 那个地方,
because Paul said that when he came to Troas for the gospel of Christ,
主在那里也为他开了福音的门,
God had opened the door for him. But he had no rest for his spirit. He had no rest in his spirit. He had no rest in his heart. So then he took leave and went to Macedonia. And then later he says, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ.
前面那里好像说到保罗有个情形, 他在那边传福音,
that there, when he was preaching, when Paul was preaching the gospel, that God had opened a door of the gospel for him.
但是因为没有意见其多,
but because he had no rest for his spirit, because he did not find Titus, his brother,
他心里不安, 心里, 这个英文应该是说, 心里没有安息,
is that he had no rest for his spirit.
然后他就离开那个福音的工厂,
so he left the work of the gospel.
然后他就往马其顿去了,
and he went on to Macedonia.
因此这件事情, 更多的教会就批评他说, 保罗, 你不是说要到我们更多来吗?
So because of this, the church at Corinth persecuted him and said, Paul, didn't you say you were coming to Corinth?
因为前面告诉我们说,保罗他说,我要经过你们那里,然后到马其顿去。
Because earlier Paul had said that he was planning on passing by them on his way to Macedonia.
但是保罗因着这件事情,他没有到更多去,他就直接到马其顿去了。
But because of this, he did not go pass through them, and he went directly to Macedonia.
所以更多的教会就批评他说,保罗你是死而回,你说要来,就为什么又不来,又没有来。
So that's why the church in Corinth, he said that he vacillated. You said you were going to come, and then you don't come.
你是一个没有信用的人。
You are a person who wavers.
当好像有这样的话说到保罗身上的时候,
so when these words came upon Paul,
好像人在看保罗这个人, 你是一个软弱, 你是一个, 而是说你是一个失败者。
It's like saying Paul is a weak person.
怎么一个没有见到提多，你就往就离开那个传福音那个地方，就往马其顿去了呢？
How could you go to Macedonia because you didn't find Titus and then you just leave the field for this gospel work?
感谢神，保罗在那里说，感谢神，神双率领我们在基督里面夸胜。
But thank God that Paul said, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph.
因为我们看见这个神的用人，这个神的工人。
Because we see God's servant, God's workman.
他不是单注重外面的工作。
He doesn't take heed of the outer work.
虽然他已经有计划，有安排要到更多去。
Even though he had plans and made arrangements to plan to go to the church of Corinth,
但是有一件事情发生，让他里面失去了平安，失去安息。
But something happened that he didn't have rest and peace in his spirit.
他就不停留在特洛亚这个地方。
So he didn't stay in Troas.
他就往马其顿去了。
He went to Macedonia.
我们看见这个神的用人，他不是活在外面环境里面，他是活在灵的里面。
We see that Paul.God's servant was a man who did not live in response or according to the outer conditions, but according to the inner spiritual conditions. That he let the Spirit arrange his footsteps. But he did not go by his own plan. He was a man who was always led by the Spirit, who followed the Spirit. However the Spirit led him, that's the way he would walk. He did not establish his own footsteps. But he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. In fact, he closely followed the leading of the Holy Spirit.
So, when he
So that he, because he had no rest in his spirit, he still gave thanks to God who always leads him in triumph in Christ.
这个在各处显扬基督的那个基督的香气。
And this manifests the sweet aroma of Christ.
他不去，他要去哥林多，他说不去更多。
He said he was going to go to Corinth, and then he did not go to Corinth.
也都是为了更多的益处。
And it's all for the benefit of the church in Corinth.
也都是为了更多属灵的好处。
And it's for the benefit and good of the spiritual life of the Corinth because of them.
我想这个爱就是在保罗身上显出那基督香气这种特性。
Because this was a fragrance of Christ.
当我们去读更多后书的时候，我们从许多话语里面，我们看见保罗对更多的爱是何等的深。
So through Second Corinthians, we can see that Paul's love for the church in Corinth was very deep. He had sorrow, he had concern for them. So we can say that the church of Corinth was a church that Paul wept and had sorrow over. Not like the church of Philippi. Which was a church that Paul can give thanks and rejoice
over.
When Paul wrote his letter to the church in Philippi, Paul was rejoicing, he was praising.
虽然他当时是被关在罗马的监狱里面，
Even though he was imprisoned in Rome,
但他写信给他们的时候，他里面是充满了喜乐。
But when he wrote this letter to the Philippians, he was filled with joy.
他还要菲律比的教会的人和他一同喜乐。
And he wanted the church in the church of the Philippians to also rejoice with him.
虽然菲律比的教会里面也有一点难处，
Even though the church of Philippi had difficulties,
但是却不影响保罗里面的喜乐。
But it did not impact his inner joy.
因为腓立比的教会他们当同心传扬福音。
Because the church in Philippi was also preaching the gospel.
并且他们对主也有信心。
And they had faith in the Lord.
并且他们对神的用人在生活上的需要也他们关心的供应他们的需要。
And they also had concern and supplied for God's servants.
不像保罗，他在更多的服事的时候，还需要靠他自己两手来做工。
Unlike Paul, who had to rely upon the working of his own hands to support himself in Corinth,
供应他自己的需要，供应同工的需要。
To support himself and the needs of his co-workers.
所以每当保罗想起更多教会的时候，他里面就忧伤，他里面就是伤痛。
So whenever Paul thought about the church in Corinth, he had sorrow and grief in his heart.
所以在第一章呢，那里告诉我们说，他写信给他们的时候是痛，里面是难过痛苦。
So that's why in chapter 2, it says that he wrote with much sorrow, with many tears.
是的，有着眼泪来写信给他们的。
And he wrote this letter with many tears.
因为更多教会是他在福音里面所结的果子，是他们亲爱的儿女。
Because the fruits of the church in Corinth were through Paul, and they were his beloved children.
是福音所生的儿女。
They were the children of the gospel.
所以他写信给他们的时候，他里面心情非常沉重。
So he had with a heavy heart for the church of Corinth.
甚至好像叫更多教会的人受不了。
And so the church, the people of the church in Corinth couldn't deal with it.
正如我们中国所说，爱之深则之切。
And so there's a Chinese thing that says the deeper the love is, the stricter the discipline.
他说我写信给你们，不是要叫你们忧虑。
And so Paul says that he did not write this letter so that they would be made sorrowful, but that they would know how much love he has, especially for them.
我写信给你们不是要羞辱你们，乃是要警戒你们，像亲爱的儿女一样。
He did not write this to shame them, but to admonish them as his beloved children.
因为他们是保守亲爱的儿女。
Because they are Paul's beloved children.
就像一个父母见儿女的，在不学好、不上进，甚至做一些坏事。
It's just like a parent who looks after a child who does bad things and doesn't listen.
心里忧伤、心里难过，来劝劝他。
These parents are grieved over this child.
但是你知道，我们这些常常做儿女的，不能够体会父母的心。
And a lot of times, as children, we don't understand, and we can't understand the hearts of our parents.
觉得父母好像管得太多，限制我太多自由。
We feel that our parents sometimes may look too watch over us too tightly, and that they don't give us any freedom.
所以保罗说，我不是瞎管你们信心。
So Paul said that I am not trying to.
瞎管你们的信心，就是很
control their faith.
他所说的每一句话都是为了他们的，为了因着爱的缘故。
That everything he said is out of love for them.
但更多的教会对这样爱有什么反应？怎样表现呢
？But what was the reaction and response to Paul's love for them?
他们反而说你说要来，结果又没有来。
And they said that you said you were going to come, but you didn't come.
你是一个反复不定的人，你是一个似而非的人，似是而非的人。
You are a person who vacillates.
保罗他说我暂时不去是为了宽容你们。
And Paul said that I didn't go because I want to spare you.
那是盼望他们给他们更多的时间，他们可以悔改。
To give them more time so that they can repent.
免得他去的时候是带着刑杖而去。
So that he would not have to come with a rod.
保罗他是有使徒权柄，他可以用神给他的权柄来惩罚更多教会。
Paul.Received the authority as an apostle to discipline and chasten the church of Corinth.
他若是带刑杖去的话，更多教会忧愁，保罗他自己也会忧愁。
If Paul came with the rod, then the church of Corinth would be sorrowful, and then Paul himself would be sorrowful.
但是他盼望他去的时候，不是带刑杖来，是带着慈爱、带温柔的心而去。
But Paul hoped that when he came to the church of Corinth, he would come not with a rod, but with love and a spirit of gentleness.
让大家都能够快乐
，so that everyone.Can rejoice.
但很可惜，更多教会这些属肉体、属血气人，他们却不能领会属灵人的那个心思。
But it was unfortunate because the church of Corinth, though these people of the flesh were not able to understand the spiritual things.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是说到我们的光景。
And a lot of times, brothers and sisters, this talks about our condition.
我们常常不能体会主对我们爱的那个心情。
A lot of times, we're not able to understand.God's heart. We don't understand that God's love for us is so deep.
彼得后书在那里说到有一般人他们在那说蹊跷的话。
And in 2 Peter, it records that there are people who were mocking.
他们在说主 降来的应许在哪里呢？
They were saying, where is the Lord who had promised he was going to come?
主要来应许没有应验。
Paul, the Lord said he was going to come, but we don't see him.
他们以为他主是在那单言。
They thought that, it was just that he was delaying.
彼得告诉我们说，主不是单言，主乃是在宽容。
But it says that the Lord is not slow, but is patient.
他不愿意一个人沉沦，他愿意万人都悔改得救。
He does not wish for anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
免得当主来的时候呢，审判就临到了。
So that when the Lord comes, the Spirit will descend down.
那人就要在哀哭切齿。
And then people will weep and gnash their teeth.
所以他这么单言，他不是，他这么宽容，他不是单言。
So the Lord is not slow, he is patient.
正如保罗一样
，Just like Paul，
他之所以不去，暂时不去
，Even though Paul temporarily did not go，
那是要宽容他们
，It's because he's patient with them，
那是要给他们有更多机会、更多时间能够回转、能认罪
，He wants to give them more time, more opportunity to confess their sins and to repent，
能够重新享受神给他们的喜乐
，To trust in the Lord for joy。
我们看今天历史历代里面有许多神的用人。
So throughout the generations, we see many of God's servants.
他们像保罗一样。
They are just like Paul.
他们对教会的爱，对教会的关心。
They are concerned for the church.
他们为了神的家、神百姓属灵光景，他们忧伤，他们这么难过。
That for God's family, for their spiritual condition, they are in grief and sorrow.
我们诗歌678首。
We have a hymn 678.
有时候我唱这首诗的时候，我实在觉得非常亏欠。嗯、
when I sing this hymn, a lot of times I feel this sorrow in my heart.
我们不像作诗的人在那边说。
We're not like what this writer says.
主，我爱你国度，就是你的居所，就是教会。
That I love thy kingdom, Lord, the home of thine abode, which is the church.
你所救赎你的节奏。
Whom you have redeemed.
为他我常求福，为他我常哀哭。
For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend.
为他我常操心劳碌。
To her my cares and toils be given.
直到日子满足。
Till toils and cares shall end.
这是一个神的用人。
This is God's servant.
他对神的家、神的教会，是爱到一个地步，为他操心，为他劳碌。
That for God's house, for God's church,He has care and toils for.
我们唱这样诗歌的时候，我们就都可以从作者身上闻到那个基督馨香之气。
When we sing this hymn, we can smell the fragrant aroma of Christ.
我们看主耶稣在地上的时候
，When we see when the Lord was on earth,
他也是曾经为了他的选民，为了以色列百姓在那哀哭。
He also wept.For his people Israel,
因为他们拒绝他，不相信他，不悔改。
Because they rejected him, they did not believe him, they did not repent.
到主耶稣最后要离开地上，要上十字架之前。
So when Jesus was about to leave the earth to be hung on the cross,
他在那里说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。”
Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
你常杀害先知
，who kills the prophets,
又用石头打死那奉差遣到你们这里来的人
，and stones those who are sent to her."
我多是愿意聚集你的儿女。
How often I wanted to gather your children together.
好像母鸡聚集小鸡在它翅膀底下。
The way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意。
And you were unwilling.
弟兄姊妹，看见我们主在那里忧伤，在那叹息。
Brothers and sisters, we see the grief and sorrow in the Lord's heart and that he was dying.
他多是在呼召他们。
How many times he called them?
呼唤他们要回转归向他
，to call them to turn to turn to him，
要把他们召集来保护他，保护他们，要眷顾他们
，to call them so that he can care for them to watch over them。
以色列百姓他们怎么样反应
？But how did the people of Israel react？
只是你们不愿意
，they were not willing。
主在那好像很无奈的这么叹息。
It was like the Lord did not know what to do. He was sighing.
我多次一再的向你呼唤。
So many times I called to you.
但是神的百姓却不愿意。
But the Lord's people were not willing.
弟兄姊妹，今天神是不是常常借着许多事情、许多聚会、许多人向我们说话、向我们呼唤呢
？Brothers and sisters, how many times do people speak to us and call to us?
他巴不得我们能够常常聚在他的跟前，领受他的恩典。
God desires for us to come to Him to receive His grace.
他要我们回转的归向他，不要去向着世界，不要去爱世界。
God wants us to turn away from the world and turn to Him and not love the world.
让愿意我们能够悔改，重新享受那个救恩的喜乐。
So that we will repent and rejoice in salvation.
但常常我们却不愿意。
But so many times we are not willing.
好像我们对这个呼唤没有太多的反应，太多的感觉。
As if we don't have much feeling or response to this.
到最后。
That until the end.
主不得不用刑杖来管教他们。
Not only will God use the rod.To chasten them.
最后他说，你们的家就成为荒场，留给你们。
That in the end, Jesus says that behold, your house is being left to you desolate.
因为他所爱的，他必要管教。
Because for those whom he loves, he disciplines.
所以我们看见主不仅显出他的慈爱，有时候到一个地步，他也需要显出他的严厉出来。
So sometimes the Lord needs to show us his love, and sometimes the Lord needs to discipline us.
虽然当人在受管教的时候不觉得快乐，反觉得忧愁。
All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful.
但是却叫我们经过审判管教以后，能够与他圣洁有份。
But after being disciplined, we may share his holiness.
所以不仅所以主的慈爱、主的严厉都是显出他对我们的爱。
So God's loving kindness, God's discipline.Is to show us his love for us.
这是基督馨香之气的表现。
And this is the manifestation of the fragrance.
所以我们看保罗在那里就是显出基督的馨香之气。
So Paul is his life reveals this fragrant aroma of Christ.
他是他不愿意带着刑杖来到更多教会。
He did not want to come with a rod.
他说他巴不得他们能回转，他去的时候是能够带着慈爱温柔而去。
He hoped.That they would repent so that he could come with love and a spirit of gentleness.
他们都能一同欢喜快乐。
So that together they can rejoice.
但是很可惜，更多教会他们不能够体会保罗的心。
But unfortunately, the church of Corinth couldn't understand God's
Paul's heart. 对他所做一切，反而在那边审，来在那边来批判他，批评他。
Instead, they were mocking Paul.
所以保罗他说，他实在盼望能够带着一个温柔的心来劝勉他们。
So Paul was hoping that he can come with the spirit of gentleness.
所以当那些受责备的人他们悔改的时候，保罗就告诉他们说，要向那些人显出了坚定不移的爱。
So that Paul can show to them this unwavering love.
的确，当保罗写信给他们的时候，当后来提多回来来告诉保罗说，更多教会的确有一些改变，一些回转。
So that afterwards, Paul can.Come back and say, "Oh, there's been a change in the Church of Corinth."
他说，若是对那些有悔改的人，你们要赦免他们。
And Paul said that you need to forgive those whom you have judged.
他们所受责罚已经够了。
That they have been afflicted enough.
要安慰他，赦免他，免得他忧愁太过，就甚至沉沦了。
That you should forgive and comfort him, otherwise he might be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.
所以我们看见保罗对更多教会。在那显出他极深的一个爱。
So we see here the deep love that Paul has for the Church of Corinth.
所以我们看主基督的身上那个性情美德就显在使徒保罗的身上。
So we can see that this Christ-like character is in Paul.
所以我们看保罗实在是一个最能够反映显明基督性情的一个人。
So we see that Paul is the man who can best.Show the character of Christ.
神要借保罗在各处显扬基督那馨香之气。
That through the life of Paul, we can see and smell the fragrant aroma of Christ.
那么这个基督馨香之气它是怎么产生的呢
？Now how is this fragrant aroma of Christ produced?
他说，因着认识基督而有的香气。
Through knowing the Lord.Through knowing the Lord Himself.
So we can see, 原来基督的香气之所以能够从保罗身上显出来。
So that we can see that this fragrant aroma of Christ is manifested through Paul. And it is the result of Paul's life. Because he has this close fellowship with the Lord. He has this close unity with the Lord. And he always lives under the presence and light of the Lord. He's the man who knows the Lord, Christ. Just like Moses.
摩西是我面对面所认识的。
And the Bible says that God has said that Moses is one whom I speak to face to face. Because Moses always lived under the glory of the Lord.
And
that's why Moses' face shined because of the glory of the Lord.
所以我们看见保罗，他一直活在主的面前。
So Paul, we see, always lived under the Lord. And he was always united with Christ.
慢慢的,
and slowly, this life was manifested through Paul.
我们有中国的句话说,一个熏陶,若是一个活在光景面,受到环境的影响,那个熏陶,
there's a Chinese saying that a person who lives under a certain condition,
慢慢,
slowly, this person will change.
他是活在基督香气的熏陶里面的一个人。
So a person who always lives under this condition of Christ, he's the man who knows Christ. So Christ can be revealed through him. And it is this fragrant aroma of Christ. And how is this aroma produced? It is also through the work of the cross. That's why Paul had to go through many afflictions.
十字架工作在他身上就改变了这个人,
so that the work of the cross in him purified him.
让基督的生命更多成长,
so that Christ's life may continue to grow in Paul.
我们看旧约有一种, 会幕里面是否说有一个就是香气香,
in the Old Testament, there's also this fragrance.
要烧香,
to burn incense.
我们知道香乃是用三种药材所做成的。
We know that the frankincense is made of three materials.
不仅有三种药材，还加上那个浸乳香。
加上浸乳香。 Oh, I'm sorry. The oil was actually made of three things. One of which is the pure frankincense.
然后又加上盐。
And then you add on salt.
浸乳香是代表
pure frankincense represents the fragrance of this resurrection. And the salt represents the work of the cross.
So
we see that this aroma is from the resurrection and from the cross.
当这个香摆在坛上,在那烧的时候,燃烧的时候,香气,香味就出来了。
When you burn this oil on the altar, then the aroma comes out.
当一个人被摆在祭坛上,让十字架火在燃烧的时候,复活生命就从他身上把它散发出来了。
When a person is willing to offer himself on the altar, then through the work of the cross, So why is it that this fragrance of Christ can be manifested in Paul? Why does 2 Corinthians record so many of Paul's sufferings?
我想没有一卷书信像更多后书记载保罗讲到他许多所受许多苦楚。
There's no, I don't think there's any other book except for 2 Corinthians that records so many of Paul's sufferings.
在第一章里面他就开始就告诉我们他在亚细亚所遭的苦难那个压力是非常大的。
And we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that the affliction that Paul experienced in Asia was so great.
到第六章也稍微提到一点。
And in chapter 6 it also mentions it brief.
而到第十章讲了更多他苦难的事情。
And then in chapter 11 it speaks in more detail.
他多受苦楚他们下监牢。
He suffered so much, he was imprisoned. He was beaten. He was often in danger of death.
他在被棍打，被石头打。
He was beaten with rods, he was stoned.
又遇到船坏的局势。
And he was shipwrecked.
他这么行野路，行野路，这么受江河危险，盗劫危险。
And he was in danger of in the deep.
他不得睡，又饥又渴。
He was hungry, he was thirsty.
这许多外面的事情,
all these outer things.
让保罗这个人好像真的承担不住。It
was as if Paul could not stand firm.
还有为了教会的事情，他们天天挂心。
And Paul had this daily pressure of concern for all the churches.
加上他的启示又是那么大。
And add on that his revelation was so great.
所以他撒旦差役也要攻击他。
So then even the messenger of Satan had to attack him.
有一根刺在他身上。
And there was a thorn in his flesh.
将他觉得非常软弱。
So that he was so weak.
将他不敢靠自己。
That he would not depend on himself.
他只能靠那个从死里复活的主。
He could only rely on the resurrected Lord.
原来主把他摆在这个环境里面，摆在这个压力里面。
And Paul put him in the circumstance, put him in this environment.
让他受许多的苦难。
So that he would suffer so much.
然后炼净他，让他里面那个天然生命慢慢的减少。
So that his natural life within him would decrease.
好像他们燃一把火山烧在保罗身上。
As if this fire was burning.
把他天然邪情势力把他烧掉。
That all his natural life would be burned away.
好像主耶稣让复活生命从他身上能够显明散发出来。
So that Christ's life could be made known and manifest.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个没有经过十字架工作的人。
So a man who has not experienced the work of the cross,
肉体所表现出来那个味道是不好闻的。
The odor is very disgusting from a man of the flesh.
这个就是我们常常一种光景，一种表现。
And this is a representation.
能碰到我们都是怨言，都是埋怨，都是苦毒。
That all of our words are bitter words, and we gossip.
许多毁谤，许多闲言闲语。
And we gossip, and we slander.
这些都是天然的味道，发出来的时候实在是叫人受不了，是不是？
And this is the natural flavor that people cannot stand, right?
但是保罗这个神的用人。
But Paul, God's servant.
神把他摆在极其不容易的环境里面。
God put him in many difficult circumstances.
实际上工作一直做到他身上。
And continue to work in him.
走到做到个地步，叫他天然的生命慢慢衰退衰微。
So that as he continued to grow and walk, more of his natural life would
disappear.
让基督复活生命的香气从他身上能够散发出来。
So
that more of Christ's fragrant aroma could be spread out, could be produced.
所以我们看见基督的香气是借着十字架工作产生的。
So we see that it is only through the work of the cross that the fragrant aroma of Christ can be produced.
基督的香气从圣经有没有看见？
And also in the Bible, we see that the fragrant aroma of Christ
是借着一个人的奉献而带出来的。
It's through one man's consecration.
所以他们去读圣经的时候，许多时候讲到香气的时候，都和奉献连在一起。
So we usually see that this fragrant aroma and offering is usually connected.
我们知道圣经头一次出现这个馨香之气。
We know that this
第一次出现的馨香之气,
the first occurrence of this fragrant aroma
还是在创世纪第八章,
was in Genesis chapter 8.
那是当洪水审判过后，挪亚一家八口从方舟里面出来的时候。
That after the flood in which the eight family members of Noah came out of the ark,
挪亚当属于一个祭坛。
Noah built an altar.
他们献上燔祭。
And he offered a burnt offering.
燔祭是说那个完全全然的奉献。
And the burnt offering speaks of an entire and whole offering.
当他们献上这个完全的祭的时候，在那里神就闻到馨香之气。
When Noah offered up this entire sacrifice, God smelled this fragrant aroma.
就不再因着人缘故咒诅其。
So that
不再因着人的缘故咒诅这个地。
So that he would no longer judge this world because of man. Because there was a sacrifice, there was an offering. Which brought forth this fragrant aroma.
他面对许多苦难、许多难处的时候
，So we see that Paul through many afflictions, through many difficulties,
他不逃难，他不逃避，他不退缩。
He did not shrink back. He did not run away.
因为他是一个奉献的人。
Because he is a man who offers himself.
是一个奉献的人，在他身上才有可能产生基督馨香之气。
Only a man who fully consecrates himself can produce this fragrant aroma.
所以以弗所书第五章那里告诉我们说，基督爱我们舍了自己，当作馨香的祭物和供物和祭物。
So we see that in Ephesians chapter 5 that the Lord presented himself as a fragrant aroma to offer to God.
保罗也是对跟腓立比的教会说对腓立比的教会
And Paul also said to the church in Philippi
他从以巴弗那里所受的馈送呢当作一个极香气是神所悦纳的祭物献给神
AndPaul said that he had received from Epaphroditus what they have sent, a fragrant aroma.
Philippi 教会托以巴弗提带了奉献给保罗。
And the church of Philippi had given Epaphroditus an offering to give to Paul.
保罗说他把这些馈送作为一个极香的气是神所悦纳的一个祭物。
And Paul said that what they have sent to him is a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice. So,
在这里看见奉献和香气又连在一起。
So we see here, offering and aroma are connected.
有了奉献才有香气的产生。
When you have an offering, then you have the fragrant aroma.
我们刚读到约翰福音十二章。
We also read John chapter 12.
当玛利亚把那个极贵的拿达香膏摸在主的脚上的时候，屋子就满了香气。
When we saw that Mary had taken that very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus, we saw that the fragrance was wafted in the house.
一个奉献的人。
And here we see a person who
他所带出来一个结果，一个影响就是满屋子都是香气。
And the fruit and result of this is the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
在屋子里面的人都可以闻到这一股的香气。
Everyone in the house could smell this fragrant perfume.
因为在这里有一个是奉献的人。
Because here was a person who
他愿意把他那极贵的香膏打破了。
She had broken this vial of costly perfume.
把那个香膏摸在主的脚上，摸在主的头发上。
And she used it to put it on the feet of Jesus and to wipe.Wipe his feet with her hair.
So we 看见奉献和香膏是不可分开的。
So we see that aroma and consecration cannot be separated.
只有个奉献的人，神在他身上才有实际要工作。
Only a person who consecrates him or herself can God work through this person.
只有个奉献的人，神才能够借实际架在他身上能够产生那个基督的香气出来。
Only a person who consecrates himself can.God used the work of the cross to produce this fragrant aroma.
感谢神保罗这个神的用人。
Thank God for God's servant Paul.
他服侍的道路就是一个十字架道路。
His service was a service of the way of the cross.
借这个十字架道路，基督的香气在他身上就显出来了。
Through the way of the cross, the fragrant aroma of Christ could be produced.
在各处就把基督自己把它表明出来了。
So that all the different aspects of Christ could be manifest.
他底下他说，这个香气在不同人身上有不同的果效。
And we see that this fragrant aroma has different fruits.
他说，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救人身上或在灭亡身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Because it says that we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved, among those who are perishing.
在这等人。是火的死的香气叫他死在那等人就叫他做了一个火的香气
that to the one an aroma from death to death to the other an aroma from life to life
有人告诉我们说保罗讲这些话是有一个背景的
some people say that when Paul says this there is a background
是说到罗马的军队他们打胜仗以后
and it says of the Romans that after the battle
回到罗马城的时候
When they returned back to Rome,
他们带着许多被掳的人
They brought back many
带来许多被掳的俘虏。
Captives.
凯旋的回来。
And to return.
他们进到城以后呢，街上两边都是许多欢迎他们的人。
And that when they entered into the city, there were people on both sides, walking in.
他们都是拿了香。
And they all had a fragrant aroma.
所以那个香就满了这些回来这些得胜的那个军队。
So that this aroma was for all the soldiers who overcame.
这些香气不仅在这些得胜的这些罗马军队上，也这些香气也在那些被掳来的那些俘虏的身上。
That this aroma was not only for the soldiers who overcame, but also for the captives.
所以这个香气在两种人的身上就有不同一个结果。
So we see that this aroma on two different types of people produced have this result.
在那些灭亡的人，在那不幸的人身上。
That those who are
这个香气就成为他们死亡的气。
That this was an aroma of death.
而对那些得胜的战士们
，and to those who are being saved，
或者对那些信的人呢
，or those who believe，
这个香气在他们身上就成为火的香气。
This aroma was an aroma from life.
这说到什么呢
？What does this say？
说到当天今天基督的福音，基督的香气散发出去的时候。
It speaks of when Christ's gospel is spread abroad.
在那些不信的人，那些抵挡神的人
，that those who do not believe in the Lord who oppose the Lord,
这香气要定他们罪，要审判他们。
This aroma will judge them.
就像当时那些被掳回来那些俘虏，他们很快他们就要被致死。
Just like
被致死那些被掳回来那些俘虏
those who are captive that who are going to be executed，
或是被卖为奴隶
，or to be sold as slaves。
但是对那些得胜的
，but to those who overcome，
对那些相信的人
，to those who believe，
这个基督的香气在他们成为一个活的香气，成为生命的香气。
Christ's aroma is a living aroma，
叫他们更能够活在神的面前
，so that it can live before God。
我们感谢神。
We thank God。
同样，今天基督的香气借着神的儿女们，借着服侍神的人，散发在各地。
Same thing that Christ's aroma is in Christians today, and it can be dispersed abroad.
借着教会，咱们显扬基督的香气。
That through the church, Christ's fragrant aroma can be produced.
但是也会产生两种不同的结局。
But it also produces two results.
这个就是讲到基督的十字架。
And it talks about Christ's cross.
基督的十字架在那信的人就成为他们的拯救。
The cross of Christ is salvation to those who believe.
就成为他们救恩的泉源，就他们得到生命。
It is that power of salvation to those who believe.
但是基督的十字架对那些不信的人、拒绝主耶稣基督救恩的人。
But to those who reject the cross of Christ for salvation,
这个十字架就要定他们罪，就要审判他们。
This cross is going to judge their sins and judge them.
他们结局就是死亡。
And the result is death.
感谢神。
But thank God.
神率领我们在基督里面夸胜。
But thank God that He always leads us in triumph in Christ.
并且要借着我们，借着教会，借着神的儿女。
That to through the church, through God's children.
把基督的香气能够散发出来。
That the fragrant aroma of Christ can be.
把基督的救恩能够带出来。
That the salvation of Christ can be revealed.
好叫基督的救恩更多叫人得着
，so that more people can be gained for Christ。
所以我们看见第二章就说到这个神的用人保罗。
So here in chapter two, we see God's servant Paul。
在他身上
，that in his life，
因着他是一个走十字架道路的人
，that a man who walks the way of the cross，
神在他身上的工作
，God works in him，
因着他是一个奉献的人
，that a man who consecrates himself，
神在他身上就有个托付
，God。Can work through him.
把他基督身上一切美德，基督的香气从这个人身上把它散发出来。
That all this beautiful fragrant aroma of Christ can be manifest.
望求神恩待我们。
We ask God to be merciful to us.
每一个人都是神的用人。
Because all of us are God's servants.
借着保罗在更多的教会的服事。
Through Paul's service in the church.
让我们看今天处在这个世代这样属灵环境的里面，我们怎样来服事我们的神。
That we can see how we can serve our God in these times today.
不仅叫我们能够学习效法保罗
，not only to follow the example of Paul，
也让我们知道这一条道路应该是怎么走。
And we can also see how we should walk this way.
好，叫我们在各样的事上也显明 表明我们是神的用人。
In all these different circumstances, we can see that Paul is God's servant.
我们讲到这里。
This concludes the sharing.
请领会上我们做结束祷告。
We'll have our leading brother close for a word of prayer.
那我们一起祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的父神,
we ask that your words spoken today would lay hold of every single one of our hearts.
愿你今天所说的话能够得着我们每一个人的心。
That once again we see the beauty of the sacrifice of your Son.
让我们再一次看到你儿子所献的美祭。
Of how much he gave up himself for the church.
他为了教会摆上了一切。
And similarly, we ask that you would renew our hearts.
我们也求你更新我们的心。
So we likewise want to consecrate ourselves for you.
使我们一样的能够把我们自己献上。
Guard our every interaction and conversations with other people.
保守我们在彼此交通跟的时候。
So that the knowledge of your Son may be manifest in every place.
使我们对主认识的所得到的，在每一个地方都能传扬出来。
And we pray this in His name.
我们祷告是靠他的名。
Amen. Amen.